Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around. You're in the right place. Hey, this is Craig Garber, and welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar podcast episode number 47. I recently read an article in Digital Musical News. It is called The Top 7 Interview Questions Bands Get Asked the Most and How to Answer. So basically, the article was written from the standpoint of they're trying to give advice to bands in anticipation of getting these questions. And the reason why I felt this was relevant is because I try to always do the things that the average person doesn't do. So like I go against conventional wisdom. So in my mind, right away I see this top seven questions bands get asked. I'm hoping that I'm never asking these questions. And for the most part, I don't, but there's a couple that I do here. So let's go over the questions. And by the way, you can go search on digitalmusicalnews.com and download this article if you're interested. So number one, what does your band name mean? I would never ask that question, and I have never asked that question simply because I feel I'd be wasting everyone's time. Since everyone else is asking that question, you can do a Google search and find the answer to that really quick. You can go to Wikipedia. I mean, that question is going to be everywhere. My objective when I'm interviewing people is to get to know them better as people. Imagine that. So, you know, it's just not a relevant question. Number two, who are your biggest influences? That is something I do ask because I'm not asking that in the same context. This is a question that gets asked to the band collectively. That's a much different question than you're asking a guitarist, hey, who were your influences as a guitar player when you were growing up? That's a lot more of a personal question because it leads to, you know, what's going through their mind, who meant things to them. And the other question of who your biggest influence as a band tends to be more performance oriented. I am not interested in that. I'm interested in what's going through people's hearts and what's going through their head. And so I'll ask who your biggest influence is or who influenced you as a guitar player. And typically from that, we're generally able to go off and have a really meaningful conversation because, especially if I have similar influences, because I could relate to them. We could talk about specific albums, specific licks. I interviewed Greg Martin earlier today, actually, from the Kentucky Headhunters. And we talked about a live album, Al Kooper and Mike Bloomfield, Super Sessions Live. And we actually talked about some of the verbal back and forth that the band members were doing, which is pretty cool in that album. Question number three, how did you meet? I'm not interested in that because however they met at a job, they met at a, you know, this guy was friends of his sister or his brother-in-law, they were cousins, and that's just like, I find that that's not a question that it's going to lead me to somebody, what's going on in their head and their heart. You know, I'm trying to get into someone and have a relationship with them. And again, that's a question everybody else asks. You can look that up online. What's the craziest thing that happened on tour? That's question number four. I used to ask that question, and you know what happened? The stories that I would get would be so outrageous and so like beyond R-rated. They were kind of like X-rated at times that I never was able to put the correct answer out there, or I'd have to ask them to tell me a less adult-oriented or less sexually provocative story usually. And so then I'm asking a question that I'm saying, oh, your answer is too strong for this podcast. I mean, that was just a stupid question to ask. So, you know, the worst thing you could do is tell somebody, you know, ask them a question and basically say, oh, your question's unacceptable, because then that's my problem. Why did I ask them a question where that would have the potential to be unacceptable? And I don't want to waste someone's time. I'm interviewing them. I'm very grateful for their time. The last thing I want to do is waste it. Number five, how's the tour going? The tour is going fucking great. That's how it's going, okay? You're on tour, you're playing music, and you're getting paid. There isn't a musician in the world that's going to say, man, it really sucks. You know, somebody didn't clap for me in Darien, Connecticut, and it really hurt my feelings. That's just like not going to happen. So the tour is going great. I'm not going to ask them that question. I'm going to ask them, what are you excited about? Or what new things are going on in the tour, something like that. But I'm not going to ask them how the tour is going. Question number six, what's your songwriting process? That's how I feel about that question. And I can tell you why. I write ad copy. I've often written very long sales letters or free reports that are 20 pages. And people used to say to me, what's your writing process? Well, I sit down, I get a cup of coffee, and I draw blood out of my veins for about 2 days. And then I edit and draw more blood out of my veins for another 3 days. It's just, you know, the writing process and the songwriting process, it's boring. You know, you sit there together, you collaborate, you know. And question number seven, who do you sound like? I would never ask that to somebody. I'm actually a little uncomfortable even making references saying like, oh, you guys sound like so-and-so. And I try to do that very gently, but I think I've asked artists if they're okay with this, and no one said, no, they're not. I think it's the way you do it. Like, I'd never go and say, oh, wow, man, you guys sound just like the Rolling Stones, or you guys sound just like Bad Company. That's like kind of, I think it would be insulting because everybody was trying to do their own thing. But you could say, you know, I listen to you guys, you remind me of Bad Company, you know, or whatever. And I've never had anybody, and I've always asked afterwards, were you comfortable with that? And they said, yeah. But I would never ask somebody, who do you sound like? Because, you know, they want to sound like themselves. They're working really hard, you know. It's just not something I would ask. So overall, I give myself like an A- because I do ask one of these questions, who are your biggest influences? But the context I ask it in is a little different. And I feel, once again, I escaped doing what everybody else is doing. And that makes me a happy guy. If you agree, let me know. If you disagree, I guess you could let me know that too. And either way, I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyonelovesguitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.